The following broadcast is brought to you by the Synthetic Turf Council, committed to community wellness and environmental responsibility through the use of synthetic turf. Now, on with the show.
You are listening to Manufacturing Revival Radio, spotlighting the innovation, the business savvy, and the entrepreneurial spirit of manufacturers from here at home and around the world. Celebrate the can-do spirit that is bringing manufacturing back. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome to this special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. We're getting through this bad weather. I'm a little jealous of our guest because he is in San Diego.
Yeah, you know, I know.
All the real men live in ice storms, so we'll have to go from there. But Todd, you know, we're so fortunate to partner with the Synthetic Turf Council, showcasing industry leaders. And, you know, as we're counting down to this big STC spring meeting, I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, I am too. And you give George a little bit of a hard time for being on the West Coast. And make no mistake, I agree. But it is kind of interesting to see and hear about different perspectives you get from different regions of the country.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. So let's get to it. Say hello to our next guest. His name is George Nagel. He is the Vice President, National Sales with Synlon. Welcome to the show, George.
Well, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for carving out a few minutes to join us. George, before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds. Give us a 10,000-foot view of Synlon. What are you all about? How do you serve your market?
Well, Synlon is a national brand that offers synthetic grass solutions for landscape applications. Landscape applications fall under any category that's not athletic fields. You know, we're talking about common area landscaping. We're talking about pet applications, playgrounds. And a niche of ours is we do a lot of putting greens, synthetic putting greens. We offer that nationwide through a network of distributors, and we also offer that through Lowe's Home Improvement stores.
Well, George, Todd and I just did a little comparison of East Coast, West Coast. Are there differences in what I need to think about with regard to synthetic turf or a landscape application in different parts of the country?
Well, in terms of the installation system, yes, because of the fact that there are different subbases used in different areas of the country, different types of stone, and we have to consider the climate conditions. Those are some of the installation considerations. And then with the product, depending on where you are, we can replicate the color and texture of the grass type that you have. Some of our product styles are Syn Fescue, Synapede, Syn Blue, and those are to replicate those styles of grass.
George, I have to ask you, all the news I'm seeing out of California right now is this horrible, serious drought problem that you're having. I have to assume that water savings is a significant benefit to synthetic turf. And I have to wonder that with what's happening in California right now with this drought, that that's going to lead to some phone calls from people saying, you know what, I'm tired of worrying about it. And synthetic turf might be a great solution for me and good for the environment.
That's right. That's right, Todd. As global water supplies are shrinking and communities are facing challenges in maintaining healthy and affordable water, the most significant and most measurable attribute to synthetic grass comes from its impact on water usage. Synthetic grass saves a lot of water. According to the EPA, it takes about 55 gallons of water per year to maintain 1 square foot of natural grass. So every square foot of natural grass replaced with turf can save 55 gallons of water per year. And we've seen many examples of government encouragement through municipal programs promoting water savings with water restrictions and water rebates. And as you mentioned, the governor just declared a drought for the state of California, which is bringing a lot of awareness to the challenges of having affordable and healthy water. So we expect to see a lot more programs that are coming from the different municipalities in California. And I can tell you, in 2012 alone, synthetic grass industry saved approximately 2 billion gallons of water. And in 2013, saved another 2.5 billion gallons of water. So at the current rate of growth in 5 years, it will be saving 6 billion gallons of water per year. And if you can imagine this spread over a wider breadth of influence, the product is really revolutionizing landscaping when you consider just the water savings.
Well, that's some pretty compelling reasons to take a very, very close look at landscaping with synthetic turf. But the volume of water is pretty clear, and the numbers you just shared with us are pretty darned impressive. I understand there's also a pretty significant impact in terms of water pollution as well. Talk us through that.
Sure. Well, another key benefit of synthetic grass and its application is that it reduces the use of pesticides and fertilizers that's required to maintain a well-manicured lawn. According to the EPA, on average, Americans used 10 times the amount of pesticides and fertilizers than used in U.S. farmlands. And only about 2% actually reached their target pests. So the remainder volatilized into the air and wash into surface water. The EPA has also identified that the runoff from toxic pesticides and fertilizers is the principal cause of water pollution. So because synthetic grass does not require harsh pesticides and chemicals for its maintenance, it eliminates the need for, actually in 2013, it eliminated the need for about 1 billion pounds of pesticides and fertilizers that year.
I can't even get my head around the impact of that. I mean, just talk about this, the general public health benefits to that. I mean, it's just, there's got to be cost savings to that. I mean, it's mind-blowing, Todd. I mean, I don't know how anybody, any municipality could listen to that presentation and not say, I think in our public spaces, we need to be encouraging the use of synthetic turf. I mean, it's mind-blowing, actually.
It really is, especially when you hear that 10 times more used on commercial and residential applications than on farms. That kind of stuns me.
I mean, it's amazing. George, I understand that at the STC spring meeting, you're going to be delivering a presentation. Give us the highlights. What can we expect to hear from you?
Well, I'm going to be talking about all the environmental impact of artificial grass. Outside of the ones that we talked about, the synthetic grass can actually help lower air pollution. The EPA has shown that lawnmowers and small equipment used to maintain lawns are a significant source of air pollution. And most people don't recognize how inefficient lawnmowers are, especially when they're not maintained. One gas-powered push mower can emit as much hourly pollution as 11 cars or And wow. A riding lawn emit as much as 34 cars running for the same period of time. Also, in addition to that, studies have shown that 2.2 billion gallons of fuel used for lawn maintenance per year. The EPA states that 17 million gallons, mostly gasoline, is spilled from just refueling lawn equipment. And it doesn't get a lot of press, but that alone amounts to more than all the oil spilled at the Exxon Valdez.
Wow.
I mean, George, you're kind of blowing me away with your statistics and insights into the environmental impact, the positive environmental impact more synthetic turf can have. More pragmatically or hard-nosed, what's the impact dollar-wise? You got a feel for that?
Todd, I don't. But I can tell you that outside of the impact in its application, the synthetic turf industry has shown that the environment is one of the major beneficiaries by providing sustainable alternative to natural grass in its manufacturing. And the industry has taken it upon themselves and shown a commitment by developing a long-term focus on all things green without compromising the quality of the product. Most synthetic grass products out there are 100% recyclable.
Well, Todd, I have to tell you, I have to assume that there's dramatic cost savings with this in terms of the reduction in maintenance. I mean, think of all the lawnmowers that you see going down the street mowing these yards. And now that I realize how poorly maintained those things are and the impacts that those alone are having, it's almost worth considering. Oh, that's amazing stuff.
Cost of treating the water, the cost of the fertilizer, cleaning up the fertilizer. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, never ending. Well, George, good Lord, this has been a mind-blowing 10 minutes. I'm sad to say that we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn about your work?
Our website is a great source of information about the product and about our offering at synlawn.com. And we also in the social media pages. So if you look us up on Facebook or Twitter, you can get a lot of good insight into what we do.
All right. Me thinks the audience in Vegas is going to be as mind-blown as you and I are.
I agree.
All right. George Nagel, the Vice President and National Sales at Synlawn. George, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of today's guest, George Nagel, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schneck. Along with the Synthetic Turf Council, this has been a special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. We'll see you next time.